And it came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, and all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child.
Please, we've come a long way, and my wife, Mary, is very tired. We've tried all the other inns. We just need some place where she can rest.
There's an unused stable. If you want to use it, you may.
Thank you for your kindness, but Mary needs a comfortable room to rest in.
Joseph, let us take the stable. I can't go any further.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there later came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child lay. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. These earthly treasures were gifts fit for a king, yet Jesus' own gift was the greatest gift of all. He brought eternal life. Let your thoughts be upon him at this time of year, so that you may learn of him and follow his footsteps.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Okay, go.